What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Thursday, May 6, 2021. If you are new here to the Small Pod, we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, and hopefully also for the playoffs. Yesterday on Cinco de Mayo, the Marlins faced off against the Arizona Diamondbacks in the second game of the series. The pitching matchup between Arizona and Miami was, well, for the Diamondbacks, they started pitcher Luke Weaver, and for Miami, it was a bullpen game with Ross Detweiler getting the start. Miami has had some trouble so far this season. Outside their three starters in Sandy, Pablo, and Trevor, so far with injuries to Sixto and Eliezer, and with Paul Campbell getting suspended earlier this week. But for yesterday, the Marlins opened things early with a Brian Anderson single, which drove in Miguel Rojas. And later in the inning, Isan Diaz had a single to give Miami a quick 2-0 lead. After two, the Marlins took out Detweiler, who had a great game and finished with a stat line of 2 innings pitched, giving up 0 hits, striking out 3 batters on only 23 pitches. And out of those 23, 18 of them were strikes. Rojas continues to stay hot with an RBI triple in the second. But also in the second, Adam Duvall launched a homer straight to the moon to give Miami a 6-0 lead.
And two on. Luke Weaver's pitch is driven out to left. Adam Duvall with a bomb to left field. Hit one on the money in the first and cashes in here in the second.
We finally got to see Bender Mania in action. As we know, Anthony Bender so far in spring training, when we last saw him, he had a 0.00 ERA and was lights out and had all Marlins fans just stunned, thinking, where has this guy been? And yesterday, he pitched the 8th inning and showed great stuff, including a 97-mile-per-hour sinker to get his first career strikeout. In the 9th, Zach Pop came in and got the win for Miami. Overall, the bullpen combined to have just an amazing game. A game that you can be proud of that we'll love to see coming forth in the bullpen, especially when you have healthy starting pitchers. But they combined for 9 innings, giving up only 5 hits, 3 walks, and a total of 11 strikeouts, which is incredible to see from the bullpen. In other baseball news yesterday, I would like to give a big congratulations to Baltimore Orioles pitcher John Means, who threw a no-hitter yesterday, which was the first Baltimore no-hitter since 1991, when 4 pitchers combined for a no-hitter. But for tonight, the Fish are back at 6:40 p.m. versus the Diamondbacks in the series finale, and it will feature just a really great pitching matchup between Pablo Lopez taking on Madison Bumgarner, who I count as having a no-hitter this season. People might say 7 innings, but there were 0 hits. I think it's a no-hit. But make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the Small Pod. But do remember this, go Fish!